Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
When a witch has a coven, it's normally a small thing. Witches' covens are normally 3 to 7 people. When it becomes thousands, it's called a hive. Y'all are part of that lady beehive? And you call yourself a Christian? May the dealings of the Lord come upon you. You think this is small stuff. You think you not going to that lady's concert is not an initiation. You think you not going to that concert is not a ritual. You think you not going to concert is not a gate. That entire concert is a gate.
Not a gate.
So, y'all got your tickets?
Cause I'm going.
We can tell who didn't get that ticket.
I don't want a crotchety ass up in there anyway. Stay your ass at home. Ruin it for us. Facebook,
and they found
science.
Her old tweets of her having been to 2 Beyonce concerts in the past.
Did you see her response though?
Did you see what she said?
What an unlikely story of somebody fronting in the pulpit, condemning the very same thing they used to do. Never heard that story before.
Okay.
Wait, she responded. What she said, Asante?
Of course, y'all pull up her old tweets from before she got saved in the shower on 20. She keeps.
Fair,
I don't know why she keeps talking about before
saved
she got
in the shower.
She got saved in the shower.
Why we need to know you was naked, girl? You could have kept it to yourself. Like, why is that
like,
detail?
I was saved in the shower either 2014 or 2015. I was just like, well, girl, you should have kept
through.
This as part of being saved,
baby,
too. Like,
let me tell you something. She could have kept it.
Y'all
want
to be part
all.
Of that lady beehive?
Right, with her, with her shoulders and chest out.
The way she
pulpit.
Said it, I want to be
arms
like,
out.
Yes.
Arms all out in the pulpit with a goddamn tattoo on her fucking arm. Let's get into that symbolism, honey. What's that tattooed on your arm?
She got
girl?
That tattoo before she got saved, too. That was another thing she can't.
Well,
she
could have saved it. Some people just need to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? And, that's one of them. Anytime you get up, you choose. You here to uplift people. You here to help people, encourage people. And you get your black ass in the pulpit and go off about Beyonce. Second of all, you see she was doing it off the dome because you saw the pregnant pauses in her speech, right? When she would just stop and then think and say something. You think you not going to that concert isn't a ritual? Okay, first of all, me not going would be me not participating in the ritual you speak of. What are you talking about? She's just a bumbling fool, and that's why I sleep in on Sundays, y'all.
I sent that video to the group chat with like Crystal and Jade and Kia, all the girls, because we're obviously planning on going together.
The coven, y'all
the coven. That's exactly what Crystal sent, the little the hand that turns into hearts emoji and said, love our coven.
That makes so much sense, like, because she sounded so ridiculous. And did you hear the people hooping and hollering in the audience?
There's always that. I mean, that's how this stuff works. But wait, where are y'all going to the concert?
Toronto.
Ooh, cute.
My sister was, my sister was on the case. Look, boots on the ground. Getting it done. My sister wasn't playing. And she called me like, okay, so we have seats in. Seats are the shit. We're in A2, so we're in like on the floor in the front.
Cute.
In the front.
What?
We're literally like right there, yes.
So y'all got good
wait.
Tickets. That's so
and not
exciting.
No standing room. You know she ain't with the festival shit. She need
no.
a seat. She
I'm
need a
old.
Dedicated space.
No, no. Remember when we saw Napalm and we were like an hour like, in, I was like, right. I gotta find somewhere to leave. I'm too old for that shit. What about you, Asante? Since we're all on a world tour to visit Beyonce's Renaissance tour.
It's funny that you said world.
How many shows funny. Are you going to?
At least a couple, maybe a few.
Ooh,
but
that's so
just
cute.
Know that I will be seeing her internationally and stateside.
That's
okay,
so
where
cute.
Are you going? I am going. My Paris dream is coming true.
Ooh,
that's sexy, I will be seeing Asante.
But
is it a date or is it friends?
No, it's friends. But okay. another like old like that friend mean of mine.
You can dance to every song.
Yeah, okay. I got to worry about keeping up appearances.
I'm in the mood to fuck something up. Hey! A friend of mine asked me, and they've given me a deadline, and I mean, obviously the answer is yes, but you know when someone asks you something that's crazy, and you're like, am I going to do that? That's crazy. But a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to go see Beyonce with them in Sweden for night two, and I'm just like,
Sweden.
Oh, you should go see Saga and Maya. No.
I know, right? That's right? What I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like,
they'll pull up on you.
It's just funny because that show was 2 weeks before Paris, so it's like crazy to like go to Sweden and then go to Paris to see Beyonce. Yeah. Right, so
that's
I'm just
fun
like,
though. It's just like a amazing backpack around Europe, right?
That's your lifestyle now, honey. You got to get with the program. This is how you living. How you living? What? this is how you living, Asante.
I look back and be like, who do you think you are? And then I'm like, it don't matter because I'm still doing it. Like,
that's
I can't
sexy.
Remember which one
I'm
of y'all tweeted it. About it, but somebody gonna say Beyonce got y'all niggas going to Warsaw.
Wasn't that L. Davis?
Was that Detroit? It might have been Detroit.
Oh my God,
had me dying.
Detroit.
Have you seen the videos he's been making about the concert?
Yes. No,
what has he been doing?
Go on his Instagram and enjoy the reels, okay? And also Kaylin Allen's Twitter, like we said last week, who is dying. Yeah. Talking about, first of all, anywhere out here, I don't want to be.
That was great. Honestly, that was well needed information.
And his tweet was going viral of how much he paid. It was like $4,000 or something for one of the good ass seats. And Ticketmaster. Yeah.
He was
but
working
a lot of
at
that
Ellen
was
before.
The service fee too. The service fee was like $500, something crazy. Ticketmaster is eating.
Let me tell you something. They don't give a fuck about Congress.
They are
wild.
They
was like, ticket, suck it.
But it's American Ticketmaster because you know what? Fucking, I guess, poaching culture or whatever the fuck. They're trying to get people to stop stealing tickets and reselling them and shit because in all the other countries, the tickets, the waiting room, I feel like, look, I turned them a Google Translate. I was going, because I told y'all first, I was looking at Spain. I even went just to see if I was going to get tickets to Spain. Mm-hmm. I could have got tickets to Spain. I was like, well, see, this is easy. But this whole weight room with the three different, the Beehive pre-sale, the City pre-sale, the Ticketmaster verified, and I'm still on the wait list. Like, what? But then I just go to motherfucking Warsaw, and I could maybe get some tickets if I wanted to. I was like, this is crazy.
I'm dead. Well, we're gonna be in. We're going to the Vegas show, which should
ooh,
be cute.
Yeah, that's a Viva Las Vegas.
Right,
so you gotta get you some sequins and friends.
I got my Beyonce tassels. Remember?
Yes.
Oh my
Pacey's
God,
friend. I know that's right, friend.
Hello,
wrong
no,
one.
I. You know, Mas was not picked Vegas, but I was being a good sport, and I was like, wherever y'all want to go, I'm going. And they
low
wanted
key,
to do Vegas, so
for a girls' trip, which I'm offended, and I told Jade I'm offended that I can't come or whatever, but I am gonna make this about me because I love y'all. I want y'all to have a good time, but just know I'm pissed and want to crash. But that's such a cool place, Vegas. For a girls trip, like y'all
I think
get
it'll
a
be
fly
fun.
Ass suite. A couple
oh, you
of
already
them.
Know we got a
yeah.
sick ass crib that's
hell
already
yeah.
in
hell
motion.
Yeah.
It looks like a resort. It's so it's so beautiful. And then yeah,
car
so
service.
We'll be in Vegas.
I know,
you
know
we
car service.
You know how we roll.
Crystal's Cabaret.
Okay, so I'm excited. I'm excited because this is going to be my second Beyonce concert. The first one, I actually, Kid Fury took me. He took me
wonderful.
To the Formation tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, you know how Kid Fury does. We literally were sitting on the stage.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't even know you could sit that close to an artist. I was like, what are these tickets? It was crazy.
Yes. You
so
just kept walking
tour.
And walking and walking
yeah,
to the seat, right?
Yeah, that was my favorite. Well, my only Beyonce experience, but it was really cool to see her. So I'm curious with this one, what it's going to be like.
Are y'all
excited?
I
just know I'm going to pass
hell
out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pass. The only reason I say that, I don't pass out at concerts, but I talked a lot of shit just in general about life. And then the first time I went to a Beyonce concert, like crying, I just remember that moment. I think actually, out of the first and second Beyonce show I went to was with India motherfucking Sean. I want some concert.
India
tickets.
Called me today because she saw me tweeting that I'm going to go to London in May because Cleo Soul is performing. She's having a concert. You know,
that's dope.
What? May 25th. Tickets drop on Friday. And so I'm like, I have to go. And that's India dope. Saw me tweet, I'm going to London. She called me like, so what are we doing? Like,
okay,
we really going? Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm going to be there. No question. So I'm excited. I think that'll be a cute trip. And I want to see Cleo Soul live. She's someone I would
hell
travel
yeah.
for.
I love yeah. Beyonce, but you know where I wasn't going to see her at?
Where?
Russia. I don't even think she performing there. But they ain't finna, you know who me. y'all got me
yeah,
completely
nah, fucked up. Look, look,
why you playing? That was
gonna arrest me if I sweat over there.
That was the other part of me, maybe not going to Sweden. I was like, ooh, I know y'all like ooh. Zero tolerance about everything. So, I mean, I wasn't gonna take nothing over there, but I'll be over there long enough to where I might stop off in Amsterdam before or during anyway. So, you know.
Yeah,
I heard they said you can't smoke in the red light district no more. They're changing the law in Amsterdam because the locals were sick of our shit.
Oh, that's
shit! As long as I can smoke in the coffee shop or whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Because guess what? We can kick it. We can do this one of two ways, baby. We've been smoking before all them laws and shit, man. So we can either get along or, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't they open the first dispensary in New York recently?
They did. They opened the third one yesterday on February 13th.
What?
There's three officially. I know because I follow High Times. They had post. Maybe it was Politico. I don't know, one of them, you know what I'm saying? AP, one of the sites that I, you know, peruse and browse daily.
The money that New York is about to make in those dispensaries, oof.
And they treat you so good. Even in the smoke shops, they just be so nice and happy to serve. And it's just a great experience. It's about time.
That's tight. Wait, where are they, the dispensaries?
One is on the Lower East Side. One is somewhere else downtown. Don't get me to lying, but it's three of them. Right now, okay. For now.
Shout out to New York, right, for now, because you know it's
okay. Because my normal channel still work until they expand, so.
Okay. even that's improved. You know, sometimes people need to kick an ass to remind themselves, hey, let me make this a little bit more customer service oriented. I ain't never got so many menus, Asante. and I ain't never knew. So I said, when did you start driving? Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember
when you wouldn't drop it off? Okay, because I do.
Look, before it used to be like you buying this week. Now it's like I'm downstairs. Like I'm in a neighborhood. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you trying to get some business for real.
Now is you get an ETA. Now, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers don't be late bullshitting and getting to you when they get to you. Now that they are on their way. Packaging. I said, you mean
to tell packaging, me? I can do without the packaging. That's where like they got it. Me a little too fucked
I
up.
I like accoutrements and I like presentation. It makes me feel
only
because
like I buy so much. See, I buy a lot, so unless you're gonna give me a nice like big package, ooh. But if y'all giving me a bunch of eights and it's all these, package. I hate when it's a bunch of them eights and then it's like I wish I could go show you what these eights came in. They're like little Jordan jersey plastic things. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, how
just
cute.
Give me the weed. I know I should appreciate, but I choose to hate. Just give me the weed.
How are your weekends? It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, my loves.
Yeah, happy Valentine's, y'all. I wish I had some five pack of Lifesavers to give you in a card.
Are you guys doing anything special today?
Well, I'm definitely gonna hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we got to get the fuck up out of here.
That's why we gave you a 3-hour show last week so that this one could be one.
So that we can start the show tonight.
And as a matter of fact, it's been real, y'all. No.
How are your weekends? What'd y'all do? What were y'all up to?
First of all, everybody know what we did on Sunday. It was Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I forgot so much.
How did y'all enjoy the game? And how did you enjoy the halftime show?
I didn't watch
the game. Was some bullshit. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. Both the Knicks was playing.
Philly lost. I was rooting for Philly.
Oh,
I was rooting for Philly as well. And it just seemed like, I don't know. It just, you know, I mean, really, my motivator was that. you know, I don't do sports outside of it, but when I'm invested, I'm invested. And so watching mm-hmm. both teams playing, and it just felt like, I was like, is Arizona playing with Philly, or is Philly just playing because they're not really doing what they need to? I mean, Kansas City. I was like, because everybody's not really doing what they're supposed to be doing. I was just really fucked up in the moment watching the game. But the part I was not fucked up about was Rihanna killing it. She looked great, great selection, great mixing.
So happy to see her again.
I was about to say, it was just great to see her back, like, just throwing it and just giving us all her little re-attitude. It felt very much like, finally, not a Fenty fashion show. Even though I live for the Fenty fashion shows, it was just good to actually see Rihanna.
Right.
She still got it, too. You see how she had that look in her eyes when she first started the show? I was like, oh, she still got it. It ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Motherhood don't kill that. That's in her. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations to her. How fly was that to reveal your pregnancy on the fucking Super Bowl stage?
I know. Like, and it's funny because everybody was kind of like, is she? Is she not? Is this like the pregnancy way? It was hard to tell. But then, you know, once you saw more of the belly, you're like, oh, shit. Congratulations, Rihanna. Mm-hmm. ASAP. Hell yeah. That's so, I mean.
Back to back.
The first one is 7 months old. I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Knocking them
Shout
out.
Shout out to y'all. Fuck knocking it. Them out.
Literally.
why not?
Yeah, why not? Have your kids. You know, that's superstar shit anyway. Britney had her kids back to back like that. Toni Braxton kids ain't too far apart. You know,
it makes sense too when you're really busy. It's like, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. You know, especially when you're a little older too.
That Iris twin thing that she did, that's, you know, but it's typical. It's Rihanna. She's an overachiever. Of course, of course, you know.
What y'all think of the performance? Because I know there were a lot of mixed emotions about it.
I kept my opinion to myself until now because no one gives a fuck what I thought. And I didn't give a fuck what nobody else thought. I was so tired. Everybody, she didn't give it all she got. Coming from a bitch that's not kneed and can't dance. She didn't bring out no special guests from coming from somebody who was alone. Okay? I was so tired of the kerfuffle surrounding everybody's unsolicited opinions about our shit.
Online. Mm-hmm.
Did I enjoy the show? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Was it fly? Yeah. It was a Rihanna performance. Like,
yeah.
I didn't feel like it was lacking anything. I wasn't expecting anything more. I wasn't underwhelmed. I thought it would look cool. I loved that stage up in the air. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That was really cool. And there was an account. Forgive me for not remembering the name, but it seems like they were behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that the cool part of why the stage came to be is because they had developed like very specific grass that took like 2 years to, you know, cultivate.
They grew that grass for that.
Yeah, they grew that grass, which is so crazy. And because of it, it's soft and it's like really expensive and, you know, curated. They didn't want that big, heavy stage on it. They were worried about it. So that's why she cleverly designed a stage that was above the actual stage. So,
and this is why, you know, certain people are made to
it look like a video game.
And others are not because, motherfucker, you got one time to tell me not to walk on the grass at the fuck at a fucking football field. Right. And I'm the performer. Well, where the fuck I'm supposed to perform them? High in the middle of the air?
And Rihanna was like, and she said, yes, actually. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And apparently, according to that same thread, a lot of why she didn't have guests is because people were shook of having to perform and dance on those platforms, which understandable. And regardless of if you felt that Rihanna gave the energy or not, anybody getting up there must be mortifying. Mm-hmm. Like, think of how many people are watching you in that stadium, watching you on TV, you're in that platform. You saw certain parts where it was kind of shaking. That shit was making my heart drop.
Mine too. They said when Beyonce was in Dubai going up in the air on that thing, they said that's why she was singing Drunk in Love like that. She was hollering because she was scared. Going up in the air.
That's literally how
I give it to them. Like that shit is so scary. That shit is so scary. People don't realize.
And it's crazy how effortless that people make it look. That's why I think people are like, wow, like, because some people just make it look so easy. it's not easy. They're literally making it look easy because
I don't even like roller coasters.
Wobbling, like, and you're trying to stand perfectly still and like give like a look or like an aura of some sort. That ain't no like, all right, well, this gonna be easy. That's some like you really gotta focus and be in the moment in the zone. And I just want to say shout out to Rihanna for not having such a strong catalog. You don't even need a fucking guest. Like, she could have had any guest she wanted. She was playing songs that had guests, to let y'all know. She could have had this type of guest if she needed or really wanted it to be.
But them her
she didn't
hits,
need any fucking guest. It was literally just Rihanna. And I just have to say this because it's me. When I first saw that red outfit, I immediately thought about Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. And I was like, Rihanna is giving me the Oops, I Did It Again moment I never knew she needed to give me. Like, this is crazy.
It's cute. I love that whole look. Shout out to Lo.
She kept reselling it, the red. It was amazing.
Really, really cute look. And her dancers were dancing hard as hell. They did amazing.
They weren't fucking around.
At all. Especially on those elevated platforms. That was kind of giving me...
Woo! I thought those was the Jabberwockies. I was about to say, oop, I hope they sign their insurance contract because...
And that moment where she popped out the Fenty, I thought that was super cute.
I love that part.
I love that. That was good. They say that like Fenty Beauty had like 800% search or jump in sales, something crazy like that. I'm like, she's so smart.
As she
More
should.
People tuned into her performance than the Super Bowl game.
I mean,
well, that's
they
what
wasn't
happened
wrong.
When you know when you talk shit about people taking the knee. Motherfucker's still mad about that shit. Black Lives Matter, nigga. Shit, fuck
what
you,
song?
Man. And it's February too. It's Black History Month. You know, a lot of people's okay. like, I'm cutting the TV off tonight. Fuck that. But you know,
I just don't really understand football, to be honest. So it's not really my thing.
You don't understand it?
No,
it's still
I
reasons
never know
to
what's
watch.
Happening. Well, yes, there are many reasons. Especially in Philly.
Tune in.
Oh,
God,
yeah, it's close to mine.
All. Yeah. Like.
He said, hut, 10, hut. Okay. Matter of fact, double bag, hut. Okay.
Woo,
song will you, hopefully you walk away and say, it's good.
What song was, Asante?
What song were you most excited to hear?
I like Work. I like Work is my shit by her. And the other songs on Winter, I knew she wasn't gonna do like Kiss It Better and shit. Can you imagine if she would have started fucking up Kiss It Better and the rain came down? Oh my
God. Oh, like Prince. I was happy to hear Bitch Better Have My Money. For some reason it hit so crazy when she started.
Cause that's how you be feeling, friend, when the man voice
know
is coming
on.
The voice is late. She sounded dope. Of course, Work was my favorite. And I'm always going to be happy to hear her perform Umbrella.
Yeah. Oh,
just
for sure.
Classic. So, but Monster really, any Hill. Song, there was no song she could do that was going to make me disappointed.
I mean,
I do wish she threw cake in there.
Was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cake.
You know what
cake,
fucked
cake.
Me up? She fucked me up when she threw Pose in there. Cause she
was,
it was
surprising.
It was surprising, but it was so hot because it was what was it? Was it Where Have You Been Over It or something? One of those songs. I was like, is that the beat from, is it Pose? And it was. I couldn't believe it. It was. I never expected or wanted Pose. Like, it's not that I hated it or anything. I just didn't think I needed to hear it in 2023. And I did. I was like, this eats the fact that Pose just randomly came back up on me like this. But Only Girl in the World, whenever I hear that, it's just the shit. That was a great, like, throwback for me.
She got so many damn hits. Like, she could have performed all night long. And I love the fact that the only special guest she brought out was her new baby that's coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was fly as fuck that she was like, I don't need to bring no guy. I'm not bringing no one out. Let's be clear.
It's literally my show. Okay. So we'll just work
on
myself.
The cute thing
tonight.
Is she hinted at it in the cutest way. I don't know if y'all saw. It was like a pre-show interview and they were like, do you have any surprise guests? She was like, I'm bringing someone. Sure did. She looks so beautiful, though. I was happy to see her. I do wish that the Super Bowl halftime show was longer, though. I feel like 13 minutes is entirely too fast.
It is too fast.
It's
we need
too
a half
fast.
An hour performance.
I really feel like it should be 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the football players would appreciate, or maybe not actually, because they just want to get back to the game. I'm sure.
You know, the talent doesn't get paid for that performance either, right?
Yeah, but they pay for everything. The production costs. Yeah, the production costs, and I mean the exposure.
Mm-hmm. It's the fucking Super Bowl, and it's a great club to be a part of. You know, the performers that have gotten to grace that stage, especially headlining, because a lot of people come on as guests of other people or whatever. Right. But for it to be your fucking show. That's why I love that she didn't bring nobody out but her baby. Let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? And then she just took the stage. I love that shit.
And what it does to their music sales. Mm-hmm, I mean, that is the payment in itself. It kind of reminds me when they do verses and the people's sales just jump. You see them all over iTunes.
Speaking of, ain't it time for another one? It's time for another verse.
Is verses still a thing? I thought it just kind of ended because no one.
I feel like verses burnt out.
You don't want another one? I want another. It's a lot of motherfuckers.
I do want another one, but it just felt like it just was happening. It just didn't feel special for a while, if that makes sense. Like, they just kept kind of coming out of nowhere.
It got too elevated, which I don't know if it made it.
It also didn't get elevated enough. Sorry, never mind. I don't know why
I mean, like, that. I'm with you. Because I get what you mean. Like the tufted chairs and shit. It's like, I don't know what we're doing, but I much preferred when people were home, but I get it. You're not in quarantine no more.
Why you had to bring up them baby shower chairs? And the settee one that can hold two people. The settee with the thing that come up over the back. Why would you bring that up like that?
I mean, I brought up the tufts, but
and now we know exactly what you're talking about. That's a very specific descriptive word. Okay.
Here's my question, though. Going back to the Super Bowl, who do y'all want to see next year?
Let me see.
God.
I feel like Bad Bunny's going to have it for some reason.
What incredible. If they did a versus for the Super Bowl?
They kind of do. It's the game.
I know. So what if they decided to make it like a musical Super Bowl too, like they and do verses, like a versus halftime show?
That would be a rushed mess.
I want celebrity MMA for halftime. Y'all motherfuckers don't like each other. Get in there and fucking fight. That's
Baddies
what I want to see.
Yo, the halftime show.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Speaking of, y'all watch two things.
Here we go.
Number one, did y'all know? So I was on Instagram the other day, you know, just kind of killing time, whatever, that I didn't have to kill. So much other shit I should have been doing. But, you know, at the time I was browsing, you know how it be. So I saw Grant Hill and Tamia doing this hustle that they do in Detroit to her song Can't Get Enough or whatever. Right. It's like the Tamia hustle. Everybody knows it's a popular dance specific to the Detroit region or whatever that people now know all over or whatever. So I was like, well, let me just go. I just started going down a little rabbit hole, you know, looking at Tamia's page and Grant Hill's page. And I got to a picture of them wishing their daughter a happy birthday. And it was a picture of the daughter when she was like a little girl, like two or whatever. And so I was like, damn. And I think she turned 21, I believe, on this birthday. And so I was like, well, let me go to the daughter's page. Did y'all know that Grant Hill and Tamia have a daughter? They have even better, baby. They have a... which could literally be anything, but
better.
But she's a fucking MMA fighter.
How cool is that?
Yes, her name is Myla Hill, and she is a motherfucking MMA fighter, and she be out there whooping motherfucking ass. MMA
style. She got her mama's legs. She got her mama's legs.
And her daddy, she looks just like Grant in the face. She looks just like Grant in the face. But she is an MMA fighter, and I just was like, damn, I had no idea. Like, that's so dope that Tamia, you say something, no wonder you don't see no slander, no rumors. You ain't never heard no bitches coming out the woodwork about Grant Hill. None of that shit. Ain't no hoes ever came out talking about a DM or nothing. Because they know that daughter again in their motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
I know she's only had two fights, but she's won both of them. So technically she's undefeated. Kicking ass.
Yes. Myla motherfucking Hill. Okay.
No, I'm trying
That's
to
amazing.
Find her.
Yeah.
I was
very surprised by that. And then the second thing, since y'all brought up Baddies West, right? But not even about the show. So why Zeus... the night of the Floyd Mayweather fight that they're streaming or whatever, why Zeus got Natalie Nunn and Tommy Lee fighting? I saw that. For real, like boxing for real, not no like play around shit. They gonna fucking fight.
They're like the opening act. Yeah. That's insanity.
How does that conversation go though? Like, how do the network ask you? Because you know you be in meetings and shit. How do the network say to you, so what do we got to pay you to get your ass whipped on TV? Like, how do you, like, how does that conversation, like, even when you go on baddies and shit in them shows where you know you come in a fucking fight? You know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy and all them knew, like, when they signed up for that show, you know what time it is. So I just wonder, like, what that conversation is like.
I want to know rules? How much they're getting paid.
Can nobody, is it in your contract that you can't get hit in the face? Like, I wonder how do you even structure that deal? This probably ain't no deal. They probably just be like, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking too much because I like
no, so honestly, I enjoy watching it, but like, honestly, I'm right there with you. Like, it'd be cool. Like, I hate to wait, like, you know, 5 to 10 years from now, but to see like an HBO documentary on like what these contracts look like, how those conversations
knots
went,
on your
what
head.
Professions like
an introspective look into the years of Zeus trending.
And no, they gotta call it let him fight.
Knots landing. Let him
fight. Oh, knots landing. All right, that's
wait, a good but
one.
For them to have a Floyd Mayweather fight, god damn, what kind of money is Zeus bringing in?
Oh baby. Zeus, that is $1 billion company. Zeus
and I saw
around.
The clip where Mayweather was saying, like, when they first came up to him, he was like, what? No. Because they were just, he's like, what the fuck is a Zeus? And then they showed him that money. He said, I don't know what y'all got going on, but I will be there. And now look.
I've been telling y'all, Zeus got that sauce. I want some of that revenue share. I don't know what That's piece crazy. Of content I'm going to create over there. I ain't fighting nobody. I ain't putting nobody out there like that. But if I could be on
you
production
be in
for
production.
Such a show, I want a piece of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you got to be in production. Stay safe.
You understand. You understand. You get it.
If I was if I had... different, you know, goals and shit in the future.
Why are you laughing? Because that was just so funny.
I feel like I can understand, you know what I'm saying, being like, all right, let me go on. I had this opportunity to like show the world how good of a fist fighter I am. And like
what?
Host
no.
parties and shit. Like, let me just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can probably do one season. You know what I'm saying? That's awful.
So when Chris Sean was so like, bad. I was happy to come back and show my fighting skills. I was show like, this she's worked on, apparently.
I nah. mean, like, because that's got to be thrilling. And Lord, forgive me, because God has delivered me, right? Like, we don't live like this no more, you know? And if it makes you feel comfortable to say we never have, that's fine, too, you know? But, like, you know, there's a thrill. You fist fighting, you know what I'm saying? Like, physically,
hell
like,
no.
there is Ooh. A, this is horrible, and this is why you don't do it, but it's, you know, it's a thrill. And I can only imagine what that would feel like knowing you kick somebody's ass on and it was recorded, like, on a professional camera.
Only if you did well.
Well, that's why you otherwise. Gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, you know? But,
no,
I get it.
My Lord. No, no, no.
Can you imagine that bitch? Well, come on, motherfucker. You go, just go and bust. Pow, pow. You just start kicking ass on camera,
oh,
man.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
I just ain't with all that arguing shit. You know what I'm saying? Yelling back and forth and you can't make out what people are saying on the camera. That's the most irritating part. If they figure out a way to organize the sound, you know what I mean? And like, turn one person's mic off and one person's mic on or whatever you have to do to make the argument work sonically, I'm all in. I'm investing, Zeus.
Or make them wear shot collars or something.
No, you didn't.
Shot collars.
It's just crazy watching them.
They're going to be in jail doing some shit like that. Like some.
Look, I'm telling you, maybe because mm-hmm. watching them girls fighting all over security, it makes me nervous. Like, and granted, I feel both ways about this, right? I hate watching, like, remember we talked about Tommy in that first episode, how she had to set security straight? Like, I hate watching security literally hold these women down. So once Tommy was like, don't y'all niggas be doing that shit,
what
I was
are
like,
they expecting
you know
to do, though? Like, what am I supposed to do if I'm not breaking up the fight?
But that's the problem. Like they're professionally breaking up these fights, which is weird that it's a professional job to professionally break up fights. But it's so chaotic. There's no actual kind way to break up a fucking fight. So it's like, girl, learn to keep your hands to yourself. Which in this case, Tommy wasn't wrong because someone put their hands on her. But it's hard when these big ass niggas is coming trying to hold you down. And it's like three of them on you while the other bitch still hitting your ass. Like, unless y'all have organized, all right, nigga and nigga separate. It's like, why is it just one or someone slipping and busting their ass? It's just too much. That's what I'm like. The girls need to start wearing shot collars.
You know, it's another app, right? Another app called Now That's TV.
Is that the one that has Big Lex on it?
Yes. And that you further to my point.
I did not know the name of this app. Thank you for that.
So check this out, right? So one of the girls that was on Jocelyn's Cabaret season 2 has a show kind of like Jocelyn's Cabaret on another app that's kind of like Zeus. The app is called Now That's TV. Her show is called Big Lex's Baddies Collection. And I think it's about to go into season 3 now. Season 2, they shot it in a school. They had occupied an old school somewhere. And the reunion The reunion set was a bunch of satin drapes, you know, pipe and drape that people set up to divide rooms and shit. The reunion set was a bunch of pipe and drapes. But you could see the gymnasium floor that they were on. But what I wanted to say about it, though, pertaining to our conversation about fighting on that show. The girls literally be squaring up and the security would let them fight for like 10-15 seconds.
Hell no.
And then they go break it up.
And well, they understand it's entertainment first, so you gotta let a little something.
And so the girls on there,
that's what fucks me up. Mm-hmm. It fucks me up that we don't get to experience the entertainment value as much, which is why Baddies, there's like this slow progression of like, oh, okay, we're getting somewhere through this chaos. But I wish that like that's why I watching the different Housewives franchises. Like some of them argue differently. Some of them argue about how rich they are. Some of them are just extra shady when they argue. Some of them just flat out lie. Like I like to see the different tactics used. So when I watch Baddies, I want to kind of get to the information before we get to the fighting or somewhere in between the fighting. See who's right, who's wrong, or how who was triggered. It's just hard to get there sometimes.
They need to work on story producing. I know it's a big ask because it's Zeus. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And that's never been, not taking nothing from Zeus, because like we said, they're a fucking rich, successful corporation.
But
right?
They could hire Black someone. Owned.
But they, and they got the damn money. I know they're getting my $5.99 or whatever, but like they could absolutely hire credible like story producers to make their shows legit. You know what I'm saying? Like give us the story and the ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? And the security, especially you need to stop breaking it up immediately. Like, give us 8-9 seconds and then jump in. And that way they get tired of fighting anyway.
They need to start putting up a damn fighting ring. It's like, all right, y'all want to fight? Y'all got to wait till we get to the fighting ring. Otherwise, yeah, we can't fight
yet. Stomp the yard.
Literally that. Because watching them breaking shit in the fucking Airbnbs or wherever they are, I just be like, well, damn, like, why y'all got... And then people going to walk on the glass afterwards. And getting their asses cut. It's like, jeez.
Stop giving us 5 minutes of them saying, the house is sick. We can't wait. Oh, my God. Turn around. It's rooms. And I like this room. We don't care. And how y'all feel about the living situation has nothing to do with the story or lack thereof. So that's it. Again, these are big asks because we're talking about Zeus shows.
And the house is terrible.
Terrible.
It's just big.
Golden Girls houses, the 1983.
Right. Still be putting them little baby beds in there and shit. There should be a law.
Yeah, no.
There should be a crime against, if you are above 18 years old, there should be like no full or twin mattresses in the house or something like that. Like it shouldn't be allowed.
I told y'all last week that blew me that one person got a full and then another person got a mattress on the floor that was a twin or something. I was like, what?
I wouldn't do that to a dog. Okay. That's where Stevie Wonder, that's from Rocket Love. I wouldn't do that to a dog. Anyway. That was for the Stevie Wonder fans. Now watch them tweet about that. Okay, when the show come out, watch. Don't settle when it comes to your pup's health. Make the switch to fresh food made with real ingredients and backed by science. And I believe in science. That's Nom Nom. Nom Nom delivers fresh dog food with every portion personalized to your dog's needs so you can bring out the best. Nom Nom is made with real whole food you can see and recognize without any additives or fillers that contribute to bloating and low energy. Because who wants a low energy bloated pet? Nom Nom uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for dogs. Their nutrient packed recipes are crafted by board certified veterinary nutritionists, made fresh and shipped free to your dog. Nom Nom's already delivered over 40 million meals to dogs like yours. That's a lot of dogs. Plus, Nom Nom comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail ain't wagging within 30 days, Nom Nom will refund your first order. With favorites like chicken cuisine and beef mash, every Nom Nom meal features high-quality proteins and vegetables mixed with targeted vitamins and minerals, y'all. I ain't got no dog, right? But a lot of people I love and care about do have dogs. And I told them, look, I know a brand you need to know. Okay. And they said, well, I said, Nom Nom. They was like, Dustin, speak like an adult. I said, no, that's what it's called. It's Nom Nom. And they loved it. And the dogs were smiling. You ever seen a dog smile?
Yes.
Okay. Them dogs are eating that Nom Nom and looking up. So, you know, okay. Just smiling. Anyway, go right now for 50% off your no-risk two-week trial at trynom.com/friendzone. Spell trynom.com/friendzone for 50% off. trynom.com/friendzone. So that's what's going on with Zeus and shit. Yes, I've been watching it, and I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I love those shows. We watched Jenny Jones and Ricky Lake back in the day when they would fist fight on air. Yes, Jerry Springer, Phil Donahue got his glasses knocked a few times, breaking up fights too. You know,
did y'all watch Richard Bay? Yeah, I remember.
Yes,
Richard
I remember
Bay.
Richard Bay, the Richard Bay show. I remember the Richard Bay. Yes.
Guess who I seen? Ever brings him to that number. Who?
Guess who I saw and gave her flower suit? Rolanda. You remember Rolanda Watts?
Rolanda Watts. Wow.
She was at Ebony's book party. She was at Ebony's book party. We connected. She lives in Harlem, and we're gonna go to brunch. She's friends with one of my friends. Right, yeah. And I told her, I said, Miss Rolanda, that was the same night. Melba was there too. From Melba's in Harlem. I said,
oh
Melba,
my God.
It's good to see you, Melba. Thank you for all them short ribs.
Okay, love that menu, girl. Love that menu.
Thank you for all them short ribs. Everybody started laughing and shit. But anyway, yeah, I seen Rolanda, and I was able to tell her, like, thank you for all. I was like, you know, my dream is to be a talk show host, so I just really wanted to give you your flowers. She's like, you have the personality, that's for sure. That's what she told me. So we started, like, we was vibing. Rolanda, can you believe that? You talking about Richard Bay. That's what made me think about it.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Friend, how was your weekend? You ain't told that shit about what you was over there doing.
Oh my God, I was sick. You can't hear it. I'm congested. I caught a little bug or something. But I was also
snooty.
Right. No, I've been socializing.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I've been going to all the live shows and concerts and things. And so I've been out and around a lot
exposed
of people.
To a lot
exposed.
More.
Yeah. And I feel like even though it wasn't COVID, because it wasn't showing up as COVID, but it was a lot of the same symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the bugs are just fucking morphing and mutating, creating all kinds of different kinds of colds. And so I caught one of them. So I'm like, oof,
not you start
it was
being
not
social.
Fun.
You started being social and got sick like a kid when they go to daycare.
What is that? I'm so mad.
I'm so sorry, friend. I'm sorry.
People make me sick.
How y'all do that to friend? Don't make me come out the toilet and whoop their sickly asses.
You know what I'm saying? But I did find this really cute spot that, because I went thrifting, of course.
Okay.
This thrift shops out here are super cute.
How were the finds?
So good. I found this cute ass Carhartt jacket that was like reworked. Oh, y'all know I love random little funky pieces. So I'll show y'all, but got a lot of cute stuff. But one of the dudes that worked at the thrift store was telling me about this like cool little, you know, bar lounge type vibe that he was like, it's really lit. I'm thinking lit for Portland. We'll see. But when we got there, it was crazy. It really was. It was really cute. It was all kinds of black people in there. And you could tell like the people that moved here and probably work for Nike. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. All the transplants from around the country, that's like their spot, which is really cool. Cause kind of felt like New York for a little bit. I think it's called Rontum. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but really cute spot. The music was good. The vibe was good. Chilled there. Acting like I'm young. You know, I think you I stayed there till like 1 in the morning.
Check you out.
Okay. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. Look at me. And then I was sick as a fucking dog the next day. And that's what happens at 40.
It was worth it. You know, that's the story of your life. It was. Have a little fun. Take the antibiotic for 7 days after. You know, that's the story of our life.
But I'm happy to be more social. Because remember I told y'all that my word for the year is fun. So
yes, good for you, friend. I have to get
out there. Let's
And you are fun, friend. You're fun. You're funny.
Okay.
You're fun to gossip. Not gossip. We don't be gossiping. We already talked about
yes,
this, y'all.
Yes, we do.
But, you know, you're fun to have private conversations with.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Like, I'm glad you
gave us that day one spark again.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I ever think about when you two have moments. That first moment, that's always what it gives. Mm-hmm. It gives what's supposed to be
given. That was my
given.
Dog from day motherfucking one. Hell yeah. I remember what you had on that day and everything, friend.
That's so cute to
everything.
Me.
Like, yes.
We were like BFFs immediately.
From day one.
Yeah. I did want to come. I wanted to come to New York this weekend for the Reed's 10-year anniversary. So I'm really sad because I don't know if I should. Mm-hmm, you know, like I'm like just now kind of getting better. And then I think traveling might just fuck the whole And I don't want to get y'all sick. So I'm going to kind of play it by ear and see how I feel when it gets closer to the weekend. But I really wanted to be there. Congratulations also to Crystal and Fury for 10 years.
10 damn years.
Running
shit.
It's at the Beacon, right?
Yeah.
It's at the Beacon Theater.
At the Beacon Theater.
Is it Saturday or Sunday? Sunday. Okay. Saturday's the pop-up powered by Target, Black Beyond Measure. Shout out to Target. So,
shout out to Target. Thank you, Target.
Thank you, Target. Definitely. Target. Check out the pop-up. All the information, I'm sure, is on the Reed's social media with the addresses and all that. But I'm excited.
I'm glad that was
Are
a
y'all
sponsor,
excited?
Because they was going to be mad if I said Tarjay.
They don't like that.
Oh, right, that's all
say this episode. They don't like that shit.
Right.
I love Target.
Not sponsored. Love them.
Love Target.
That's going to be so cute, though. I really wish I could be there. 10
I know,
years.
I got to get something to wear. I want to look good.
You got to look cute.
Look
pop out for the folks.
I can't wait to see Greg. I can say his name on here. I can't wait to see.
Right, the world knows that.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, fuck it. Let me just stay on. I can't wait to see Fury and hang out with Crystal. Me and Crystal will be having so much fun when we be together. So I can't wait. Like, we're going to have a good time.
Oh,
and it's
going
to be good for us all to be together, you know?
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
Like the OJ said on Family Reunion, to come together, to get together. Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait to hang out. We're going to have a good time.
I wonder if XD is going to come from the West Coast.
I would hope so. But right? XD be staying at home, baby.
I mean, it's a tourist thing.
XD don't give a damn. And everybody knows it's not personal. You know what I'm saying? Because he really love us. The people he love, you know? But XD would stay home.
He worse than me, which I didn't know was possible. But
settle.
I'm going to hit him and see. I'm going to hit him and see if he's pulling up. Because it would be so nice. Hopefully I feel better and can go. And it'd be nice to see everybody. And have a go get some oxtail pizza in Brooklyn.
Yes. I hope you get to come home, friend.
I know. But either way, even if I can't make it this weekend, I was telling Jade and Crystal, I'm getting that itch to like spend a week or two back home. It's been a couple. I mean, I'm talking like I wasn't just there in November, but you know, it's hard.
You're supposed to frequent anyway, so
you know. Because I was trying to plan my trips too. Like, you know, I gotta go to Tennessee to see Claw's new house.
Shout out to my
Grammy Award winning bomb crazy new house. So I gotta pop through for that. Then of course my birthday's in April.
Yes,
I wanna be somewhere international. I don't know where yet, have no plans, but I do know that I'm not gonna spend my 41st birthday in Portland.
I know that's right. A player on a playa.
I heard that.
Yes, like I need to be on a beach, you know, drinking something.
A player on
the
a playa.
You know what? That's this week's episode title. Let me
Oh my God.
Let me send it to y'all.
La playa. Okay. You better ask somebody. That's what I need to learn in Spanish, friend. How you say that?
I don't know how you would say it cute, because it's like, tienes que preguntarle a alguien, but that's like long.
Yeah, but it's cute though. Because once you get to the end, that's when you can really lay into it. Motherfucker. You better ask somebody. All right.
I'm going to France with some French speakers, but I'm definitely still brushing up on my French a little bit.
Ooh, I'm so jealous that you're going to be in France. How long are you going to stay?
I think like 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. I think 4 days.
So nice.
And that's why I'm really feeling like I might go to Sweden too, just because I need that. I'm travel lifestyle anyway. So like, just the more international, the better.
You should go to IKEA while you're in Sweden. That's why I want to go.
I was watching videos
in Sweden.
Look, this is why. This is how hard I was in this Sweden thing. I was watching videos, and it's pronounced I don't remember. It's just not pronounced IKEA over there, and I just got to remember that when I'm looking for it. It's like IKEA or something like that. And I was trying to see the Swedish tongue. I don't know.
We would say like, ghetto IKEA. You know,
I mean, it looked like IKEA, so we call it IKEA.
Mm. I don't like IKEA.
It's IKEA, huh?
IKEA gives me anxiety.
It's just too complicated.
Mm-hmm. No, I went for the first time ever here since I've been here. It was like last year. And I just was like panicking the whole time. I couldn't focus on the furniture. All I kept thinking was, how do you get out of here?
And I feel like that's funny.
I couldn't relax, because every time I turned a new hallway, I was like, okay, wait. Let me make sure I remember, because it's so big and it's like daunting. You don't know where you came in from. You don't know what.
And everyone's moving in like one direction. So it feels like you're supposed to just keep moving the whole time. Well, for me, I feel like I'm supposed to just keep moving. So it's like, am I just supposed to?
Too overstimulating. Give me a shop, give me a little local furniture shop with 5 pieces to look at.
Okay.
Keep it moving.
I get it, because Bed Bath & Beyond be wearing me out quiet as it's kept.
Oh, every time I'm in Bed Bath & Beyond. Did you hear that?
I didn't wish that.
No.
No, they're going.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
Let me see if I can get a coupon. One last coupon.
It's so random. This is so 50% random. Yesterday,
off. I mean, not that we should be celebrating that, but you go get your sale and then send them prayers. That's really sad.
I'm so sorry. This is so random. Yesterday when I was on Twitter, Roland Ray tweeted, good morning. And he was like, waiting for the stock market to open. And I don't know why I saw this. And someone was like, which stock should I buy, friend? And he put Bed Bath & Beyond. So it's crazy that you
and they're closing. Why would you buy stock in clothes and color? That's exactly all you need to know about getting stock in
clothes. No, he's telling him to buy it because he's dumping his. Oh, hell. That's so sad. No, but Bed Bath & Beyond is such a staple. Allegedly. That's where you get your little pillows from, the bins of pillows, even though I have to grow up and stop buying my pillows like that. But
I can't do it. Bed Bath & Beyond is big, and I never have. Damn, I don't want to say that stuff, but they never have a good selection of anything. They just have everything. How you gonna have six of everything, but not, you know? It's just I've just never had success there. Maybe like if I have a specific item
they're
that
good
I'm looking
for, like
for.
The basic things, like if you need like utensils. You know, they have decent plates, things like that.
Towels,
right? A humidifier.
You know, baby stuff.
Bath and rugs.
Because, you know, they have Bye Bye Baby. That's part of Bed Bath & Beyond. That's a lot of bees. Yep. Bye Bye Baby at Bed Bath Beyond. Bye Bye Baby at Bed Bath Beyond. Bye 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 Baby at Bed Bath. Bye 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 Baby at Bed Bath Beyond. That's a lot of bees.
Triple B Corporation.
The alliteration of it all. You know what I'm saying?
They helped me out, though, when I first moved out here. So, everything shut is down, y'all.
Some shit need to close. I ain't saying Bed Bath Beyond.
Oh, my God.
I ain't saying Bed Bath Beyond at all. I'm just saying I have seen businesses where I'm like, well, I understand.
Right.
Because it just wasn't no smart idea in the first damn place. I don't wish that on nobody, though, because I want most businesses that serve everybody. Now, you raggedy motherfucking cake batter baking mother sons of bitches that don't be baking cakes for gay weddings and shit like that. Fuck y'all. Oh,
like the small mom and pop
Shutter the business. Shutter it. But put fucking board the windows up like a hurricane is coming. I hope you bitches close and fail. But other businesses, you know what I'm saying? Especially black-owned businesses that are, you know, open to all and welcome all. I hope those businesses all thrive. That's why ever since day one, we've supported black businesses on this show. It's one of our fundamental principles of this show, supporting black businesses.
The best segment, in my opinion. Right.
We just don't support racist businesses, okay? Racist white businesses and black businesses that don't fuck with gay people. You conservative sons of bitches that don't be doing but nothing but fucking other sons of bitches, because all y'all hoes is gay. All them conservatives, that's just like
all y'all hoes is gay.
They are all them conservative hoes. That's
that should be the name of the episode.
Congressmen, I wish. How many congressmen, dirty Republican congressmen you seen that get caught up in those sort of scandals and shit? They all are.
It's always the loudest ones trying to push the bills that always
Meanwhile, they getting pushed in the back by a bill, somebody named Bill. Okay. I'm mad. I'm 38 hot today, y'all. Okay. I'm actually in a good mood, though. I'm not even mad about nothing. Well, I'm mad about some stuff, but like nothing pressing. I'm actually having a good time.
I'm in a good mood today, too. It's pretty out. I love seeing all. It's weird because I think Valentine's Day is kind of cheesy, you know, like how everyone feels so much pressure. Like, I don't like the pressure of it, but it is really cute.
Yeah.
To see all the like pictures of the couples and the babies and their travels. I love love, so.
Speaking of babies and travels and couples and love, have you all been keeping up with Maya and Max? Max and Maya on YouTube. And yes, Saga over in Antigua, Guatemala. And Saga looks so cute. Yes. I love their family and I love watching that. Y'all know we love Shameless Maya any damn way, but I love her family too and keeping up with them and watching Saga grow up.
Isn't it so trippy?
Yes.
She's gonna, Maya's gonna come to the States to do like a little short stint of a couple months. So we were trying to narrow down which cities she'll stay in. And I was like, Portland, just because I think Saga will have fun here. We can go on our little hikes.
Yes, she would, but friend, come on.
I mean, it don't gotta be long. Oh man, you said come on.
Come on now, friend.
It don't gotta be long. Just so I could watch Saga and chill with her so Max and Maya can have some time, you know.
She's so cute and happy.
She is so funny, that kid. Like, I'm obsessed with her. And I'm sad because I still haven't met her. Mm-hmm. Only through FaceTime, which is, you know, what you gotta do.
Speaking
for now.
Speaking of FaceTime, Jade and Drew. FaceTime.
Jade
me right
and
now.
Drew.
Oh wow.
Oh, well, it didn't work. Whammy. Thank God. It didn't work.
That's like that day I looked down and it was Dustin and Jade FaceTiming me. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And the mess rolled accordingly.
No, I definitely want to travel more this year. That's something that Maya is definitely like reminding me of, because I just feel like I haven't traveled personally. Just
she
like
gave you a reminder to do it.
Over Maya, okay?
Maya.
She really did though, because they've been bouncing around like Mexico, Guatemala, and then I told y'all she's going to come to the States. So I gotta figure out where I want to go though. I do want to do Europe, like maybe Portugal or something. Lisbon.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'm not no Lisbon. But I don't mind going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's just become a travel podcast.
I'll try anything once. But I think that we should do something internationally together as the Friend Zone. I think that would be really great. I know that our touring audience
like a dinner,
has missed us.
Or you mean like a live show?
A dinner. It's some sort of experience. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right. That'd
I'm
be
not
cute.
Regulating it to us being on stage, but you know, a different way, a new way to engage with our fans internationally. I think it's time. It's high time.
Let's just become a travel podcast, guys. Then we could just start having like,
see, I give you an inch and what do y'all do? Just snatch the whole ruler out of my hand.
Cause I'm so, I can't lie. I know people are touring again and are waiting on us to start touring, but I'm just like not there yet. but mm-hmm. I'm down for like some international spots.
Yeah,
just I like think we you can know, do that. Two or three. Yeah, I think that'd be
talk
super
to Target.
Cute.
Hey, Target, how y'all doing, Target?
We that love would be you. Cute. Let's put Friend, a pin
you
in it.
No, you don't want so to get special. On the bus and do some club appearances.
Get on the bus.
You know, like Friend Zone West.
Friend like, Zone on the Friend Zone Sprinter.
Oh, a tour bus would be cute, y'all.
To just if ride we had around a tour country. Bus,
like that would be like
with our
that would
faces be cute. On
one
the
time,
side.
Yeah, like a tour bus. Oh that would be God, so no. dope.
And then it passes dope, in people's no. cities, they'd be like, "Oh hell no!"
Yeah. Look at the that would be so sad.
That would be so cool.
That would be cute though.
That would be cool. The pictures we would take.
Those
doing
used to
like
be so hot. Those buses
with the wrapped.
Everybody faces. Has their arms up. Yeah.
No, I'm not ready. If I got sick like this off of being in a room with like 100 people, imagine our live shows. But I do miss, I miss the like fun of our live shows. You know what I mean? Like the playfulness that we have with the audience, the back and forth. That's I do miss that part.
I miss it too. That's why I think we need to get back to it in some way, but something different though, like a new
right, like modify
form.
It yeah. in some capacity. Yeah, I'm with you on that. We'll figure it out.
Now we had a production meeting on live on the show. Y'all like, really okay. in the friend zone now, baby. You're in the hood now, baby. Like the little Kim video.
This is the friend zone.
Did y'all watch any of the Super Bowl commercials?
Nah, I was talking shit.
I felt like they weren't really hitting this year.
They weren't really
You know
hitting.
What got me, though? The Tubi.
Tubi fucked everybody
That
up.
Was so good. Shout out
Genius.
To Tubi.
Genius. And so the brilliant advertisers that planned that and conceptualized that. That was smart.
So damn funny. And what made it really funny is people posting the videos of their reactions with their, like, whatever living room they were in. That just sold it. Such a funny concept. But no, I felt like it wasn't really hitting, but I also didn't sit and really watch like the whole game. I only watched a little bit of the first half.
I had people over.
You had a Super Bowl party?
An impromptu one. That's probably cute. About 15 people over here.
Only Dustin would have an impromptu event with 15 people in his house. That gives me anxiety.
Well, you should have seen those old Friday and Saturday night and Sunday Monday mornings of yesteryear. Because baby, we
what's
used
the
to
most
be
people you've had in your apartment?
It was probably I know at a certain point it's been like 100 people in
Dustin,
here. Easy.
No wow. yeah. fucking way.
And that's with nobody in my bedroom because you know I never played that. You can't go in my room. Only people who go in my room would be like Fury, or if y'all was here,
right,
Frank,
like
Frank,
core.
I would let Frank come in, yeah.
Right.
No,
100 people?
Yeah, the hallway, you know how I got that long hallway when you first mm-hmm, walk in? Mm-hmm. There'd be people
like
all
the
in
club.
The hallway. And then, like, they'd be in my, you know, just in here. My shit used to be popping, and I haven't had a party like that since Frank passed away. I probably will never do it again. Yeah,
understandable.
We used to have, and those were, we got some memories. I just wish that I would have taken more like videos and shit when we used to have them parties. But that was part of the vibe. Like we
nobody
you
really
weren't doing all that
knew.
Third eye
yeah,
and put
yeah,
them
yeah.
videos and shit, bitch. I'll throw you out of here.
Yeah. And your neighbors never trip.
Never said a word.
Are they and older I'm, or younger?
They smart. That's what they are, okay? They smart enough to know not to fuck with me. And I used to really push it, too. Like, if we, say Frank, we have a party on a Sunday, right? That ended at, like, 11:30. Then we go to, like, an after party and another after party that would end at, like, 4. Then people start coming over here at, like, between 4 and 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And then music blasting, full blast. You know I got subwoofers and shit.
I would fucking start crying if my neighbors were partying. If the party was starting at 4 in the morning. And what time would y'all finish?
Because I got blackout curtains, so you would never know when it's like the sun came up.
Oh my God. No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No. I mean, that's fun though. I miss those days.
It was a good time.
Yeah, of like dope ass house parties and shit. Because after you hit a certain age, you don't even really want to do the club like that. Or at least for me, I was kind of over the club, I think, when I turned 28.
Oh, not me. Certainly not I.
Yes.
Imagine going to a
we know.
Imagine going to like a grown ass bashment.
Uh huh.
That'd be lit.
At someone's crib. That's what they used to do in my damn, remember when I lived in Brooklyn and there was like the back deck that the Jamaicans would take over? I was like, oh, this is nuts. It'd be like 500 people with the DJ right under my window. I'd be like, that's this is insanity. No, it was crazy. I remember once, the first time they did it, I got in the window and was like... And the Jamaican girl was like, come to the party. I was like, no, what the fuck? I was so pissed off.
You should, Fran, you should have got dressed.
I was pissed. Look, no, if I was can't beat him. Pissed. I know, low key, right?
Did y'all see that video of, for real, you can beat him, but don't block your blessings.
No, I was pissed. I
did
was
y'all
pissed.
See? That's when you have the best. But look, think about it, Fran. Okay, because if you find him right then, you can, anyway, you can really lock in, you know. Did y'all see?
See what?
Yeah, okay. And then next thing you know, you in the window like.
Turn on the red light.
Okay. In the window like that Doja Cat. What was that? The Silhouette Challenge music.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like you.
Like you.
The streets or whatever it's called.
Could you imagine?
But anyway, did y'all see the video that went viral of that lady? It was an older black lady that lived in like the DC area, like right by Howard's campus. And she let that there was like a big ass like college party right next door in the house next door in the backyard. And she came outside and was dancing and shit. She was an old ass black lady too. She was dancing and shit.
Oh,
like 80.
I didn't see that.
And then she let
they
them
was
use her
like
backyard.
A party. Yep. Yeah.
That's how I want to be when
be
I'm
you.
Old.
Yeah. I would say that would be dust.
I ain't never calling the police on no neighbor for some shit like that.
See, I wouldn't call the police because I feel like that's doing the most. But damn, they was ODing that summer. I was like, I have got to move out of here. It's
I can
not,
understand
like,
that's not your thing. I get why it's a lot.
But I think it's a lot. It's a lot because it was on my window. Like my window faced the back deck. So the DJ, literally his back was facing me. Like
damn.
His back. That's how terribly placed my apartment
up.
Was.
You should have came outside. I'm Melissa Etheridge, motherfucker. Don't be coming to my window.
Okay.
Man. Oh God, it was so awful. The memories of that shit. But
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Eventually, I'd have been out there. I'd have had outfits for it. for real, I'd have been started coming to the party. Shit.
Nah, you say that till you hear that shit.
I feel you, friend. Cause that look. That's how I was in Harlem.
House was shaking and shit. My plates shaking. I was like, this is insanity. Felt like I lived at a train station.
They used to have some sort of random block thing on Sundays up in Harlem. Like sometimes it was like a random church thing. And then the niggas always would randomly be out, obviously, during the summertime. Right. So like that, when they would be out there booming that music and shit, I'm like, all right, well, I am on the second floor and I did not sign up for the party today. So could I please? And I was facing the street. So it's like I was literally right. And I was right on top of the door. So like I would hear everybody come in and out, and it's summertime, so got the window open. Remember, I was having the
and New York's already loud, like as it is as a city. So you're dealing with the sirens, the ambulance, helicopters, the bashment parties. Then the other thing that I learned my lesson was to not live near a church, especially a loud ass church, because they don't have any ordinances with sound. Like they don't have to stop.
Nope.
So these people would be on there with the with the megaphones.
No, you
all I'd hear on that was hallelujah, hallelujah, and then you got the bashment in the back. I was like, this is.
Oh, baby, that's a hell of a juxtaposition.
And they'd be competing. It'd be like the lady talking about that's a gate. You part of that lady's hive? Like that's what it felt like. It was like a competition of heaven and hell, and I'm in the middle. Like, please, Lord,
purgatory. Damn. That would have pissed me off because that's where I draw the line. Don't be pushing your religious beliefs on me, motherfucker.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the fucking line. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
No. Don't miss party, those days.
I can get call me Eddie Murphy. Party all the time. Party all the time. Okay.
You would have had a blast in that building, I tell you.
Y'all, I'm really finna be that old person like that though, for real. That's my word. I'm gonna be like that old lady, like encouraging the young people to be young
and have fun. I mean, just, I can see that. That's cool.
I'm not no cock blocking ass old hating nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's not me. I love youthful energy and young people just living their fucking lives, like partying and being young and having a good time. That's what you're supposed to do. And who is my sitting somewhere smelling like spearmint alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Like complaining and mad, like hell no.
That was me.
Party.
I'd but it's like, also it's why okay. I moved.
That's how you're gonna get back to
but you know what though? That's why I moved though, because I don't believe in staying in a neighborhood that's that like that loud and lively. And then you're gonna be complaining to them all the time. Like,
why are you there? Exactly.
Move. I used to hate the white people that are moving to Harlem. Yeah. You know, and they'd be like, "Can you turn your music down?" And it's like, you moved here. You know what it was, and you signed up. Right. So it just was so irritating.
That's the worst thing you can do is knock on my door with some shit like that. I went off on UPS for asking me to hold my neighbor's package. You think I won't slice and dice a motherfucker knocking on my door where I live and pay rent, telling me to turn my fucking music down in Harlem? Bitch, it's the hood. Fuck you talking about? And I'm about to introduce you to it when I cuss you the fuck out for merely knocking on my door. That's all you had to do. It's my door.
And it's just, it's dangerous too, and it's silly. Like, you don't know who's gonna open the door. I never understood why people would do that, but I didn't want to be that person.
I looked in the peephole, so I was ready for your ass, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You weren't ready for me.
Nah, that's why
that's
now
how you
I'm
gonna
here.
Get back to the youth.
Mm-hmm, good friend.
That's gonna be your contribution to the
you
youth.
You wasn't no hating ass that's neighbor though, like you said, friend. You was good in Harlem.
Nah, I was annoyed though with the bashments, because after a while it was like, God damn, people trying to sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's the weekend, but I also understood it. Like,
exactly. I love party. I'm a party animal. I love partying. I don't care.
I remember one lady lied to me. She said, "Oh, we you know, the sound ordinance, where we're going to stop at 10. I said, "Okay, cool." Child. I don't know if she meant 10 a.m. She conned me.
Yeah, because, you know, you got the after hours.
10 a.m. I was sitting in my bed just staring at the ceiling. I was like, man.
No, you were staring pondy ceiling.
And you know, the DJ be like, throw it up, throw it up. I was like, please.
Hey, no. I'd have been screaming requests. Can you play anything?
Out the window.
Yeah.
Nah.
Speaking of DJs, the video of that MC at that party has been stuck in my head all
the
weekend.
The video of whom?
There's this MC, and you already gonna know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm taking the long way. And he is... You know how they talk over songs, or sometimes they sing with the songs? Mm-hmm. He's singing over Cuff It.
I didn't see
but
that.
But he does the Beyonce. I mean, it's
wait,
this MC,
isn't it Kay Trinada does that does version. That?
Yes.
That's Kay Trinada.
It's Kay Trinada's motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I saw that.
Playing his remix to Cuff It. And he sings
the NeNe riff.
He sings along, but he does it the way NeNe does it in her TikTok. And it is the most hilarious clip that I cannot stop watching and thinking about, because it is Kay Trinada himself doing this.
That is so cute.
And I'm like, why is Kay Trinada doing the NeNe run? Not even just singing along, but he's doing the NeNe run.
Because he's
here
for the culture.
And I don't know if he did the whole time. Yeah, Kay Trinada's lit. They're all
he's
lit.
Another
I actually
one.
Watched the interview of Kay Trinada.
He's another one
Pink
I
want to
see in concert. Kay Trinada.
Mm-hmm. And Regina Kelly.
And
dancing, walking across the stage like
doing
that.
The back walk,
prancing, backwards prancing. I was sorry. I know who she
that's
needs to be for Christmas. Prancer. That's Drea Kelly dancing to Kay Trinada.
You gonna sweat it out? You gonna sweat it out at the Kay Trinada concert, friend?
Yes. I want to see him, and I want it to be international. Like, it can't be stateside. That needs to be some. I don't know what country,
Ibiza, baby.
Right, Ibiza. Mm-hmm. Something fun like that.
You gonna dance like India Love?
Yup.
I'm gonna dance like Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Every time that gift comes on Twitter, I wrote. No, yes, that's the concert I want to travel to see. But anything else you guys want to talk about?
I'm who like, would you travel the farthest to see?
Which artist?
Because it's so. Yeah, because it's so crazy. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's fine. I'm like, no.
Just because it's just random and crazy that we are traveling. Well, I am traveling far and wide to see Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And
it.
As I'm doing it, I'm not hesitant to do so. So I just think to myself, like, who else would I travel or even think? Well, I can think of a few people, honestly. Like how you said, oh, Cleo Soul London, I'm there. Like,
oh yeah, she's no question. Honestly, I'm down to travel for people, period. They don't even have to be like, you know, a top five or like my favorite artist. Like
you just gotta wanna see it.
Yeah, like if I wanna see it and it's not coming anywhere near me, I'm down for it. But then people like I love Cleo Soul, I love Nick Hakim. He was actually mm-hmm. here in Portland, but I was fucking sick. I mean, I don't know. Little Dragon,
Ari Lennox,
Ari, Alabama mm-hmm. Shakes. Just yeah, people Alabama that I feel Shakes like will give sing. A good, okay, a she good She is performance. So good. That voice. Shout out to Britney, but.
I thought she was Yeba.
No.
Ain't Yeba Alabama Shakes?
Nope, that's Britney Howard.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Brittany Howard. I ain't trying to be funny. Shit. I love the music.
It was Yeba. No, and Yeba's
Yeba
Dabba
Doo. Hell yeah.
I would see Yeba live.
I love Yeba. Can I prove my love for you?
You better sing.
I love Yeba, okay? And Alabama Shakes. And you know what? They do look different because I know what Alabama Shakes looks. I know what she looks like. Well, I shouldn't mm-hmm. say Alabama Shakes.
With Brittany, the glasses.
I know what Brittany Howard looks like. Yes.
Y'all I would travel see, for D'Angelo.
Before or now?
Dustin Ross.
It's a valid question. That's a, you not. Know what that is? A QTNMFA.
Like okay. you said. About the Rihanna show, don't nobody need to know my opinion.
Okay, there you go.
What about Krishan?
It's huh? a vibe.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The time.
It's a vibe.
All the time.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Okay, Frank, you make it sound real cute.
It's I mean, a cute I already song. Thought
the
song
was cute.
You make it sound real cute.
Give it to Avril Lavigne. A Fifi Dobson.
If Krishan get an Avril Lavigne crossover slash plug, like that'd be crazy.
Lucky you know it's who would float vibe. On that. Mary.
J Blige?
Yeah. It's a vibe. I think of Mary she would be going off. She would. Can I prove my love for you? Yeah, it was in it, Lou.
Wait, Asante, who would you travel to see?
Who haven't you traveled to see? I know Ooh. Who you traveled to.
Right. That's all I was like. Shit, I'll travel for pretty much anybody.
It's a vibe.
I traveled. Look, I saw Summer Walker. I was trying to see Summer in Atlanta, but I seen her in Chicago.
I see Summer Walker. I fucking
I've traveled to see. I've seen Jasmine in Philly, but I'll travel anywhere Jasmine to see her.
She got a good ass concert on HBO Max for, I guess she partnered with HBO Max or whatever.
Jasmine
but you can
Sullivan?
Watch it on YouTube. Yeah.
What?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
It's
I
a Jasmine Sullivan concert.
Oh,
let me look
cool
it up and
that?
See what it's called because it is, I mean, she is going the fuck off too at this concert.
Well, go ahead, Jasmine. Yeah, I travel for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I haven't seen that I want to see just to see what their show is like? Because I've never heard anything about it, but they have such a great catalog. Well, friend, you already know what I'm about to say.
Escape.
Party Next Door.
Oh.
Friend. I just want to know what his live show is like. I feel
you
like.
You know, she just got through saying she don't like bashments. She don't like nobody having a party next door.
Not that one. It's alive Ooh. All the time.
Literally that. Literally that.
Wow. No, but,
and you know
I
who I really want to see?
Good music.
I want to see Tim's live. Like, I want to just be swaying in the audience.
I just want to see Tim's.
Tim's is so fucking dope. And congratulations to her on her Grammy win, too. She won a Grammy this year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yes. With Future.
Oh, with Future. I was like, wait a minute. Did I'm thinking you meant the one with Rihanna, the Rihanna song.
My boy won. No, but they up for an Oscar for that shit.
That's what I was, my brain mixed it up. It's the Oscar that they're waiting on.
And they better get in. Angela Bassett better get hers, and Brian Tyree Henry better get his too. That's it. You other motherfuckers on your own. But them three, I want them to come on. I want them to come on. You come on home. I want them to come home with it. Angela Bassett. And she better be acting like Queen Ramonda when she accepted too. And she better bring up What's Love Got to Do with It. You know,
I thought I'd be here for What's Love.
But I hope she does it.
You sound like Cheryl Lee.
Right. Did you?
Well,
speaking of, did you see her performance down here when she was singing Lift Lower Every Voice? She lowered every voice.
Lower every voice.
Species, the arts. It was the arts. No, the presentation and the execution.
Theater.
The herd, you know, the mass, the happy and the. That's what that was. Okay. That's what it was. Y'all know it.
Why'd you go?
She's like.
It definitely was the hands, the addition of the hands. That's what
it was.
It's
yeah. Mm-hmm. And hers was, her vibration was low. She was singing like that plate that Stormy was talking about. That's what she loves. It was a low vibration coming from Shirley Ruff, who we love. Don't get it fucked up. We love Shirley Ruff. We can have this conversation. Okay. But it can't nobody else talk about this outside our house. You understand what I'm saying? But we are going to acknowledge that Shirley Ruff, you know, she got on. She got low. That's how she sang it. You know what I'm saying? She dropped down and got her eagle on vocally. You know what I'm saying? That's what she did.
Y'all can see, friend. She
just did. But did you hear Cheryl? That's what we need to know. Yes, we see friend, but did you hear Cheryl? That's what we need to know if you heard.
Even if you weren't there.
She lift every voice, she lowered hers.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh, my side
lift
hurts.
Every voice, let a resounding cry. I was like, sing, Shirley. Until sing victory Cheryl has won. Sing, Shirley Ralph. Mrs. Shirley Ralph. Okay, she's an icon.
Big
Forever.
Cheryl.
For real. They talking about Moesha mama need to stop. I was watching.
Said that?
No, somebody leave
in the
alone.
Comments on T.S. Madison show. I love T.S. Madison. Shout out to T.S. Madison. We love you.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Can I say something problematic? Then we can end.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, we was watching Baddies at Crystal House and Jade was there, right?
Drew told me.
Oh, I miss y'all.
And no, don't say it. You're talking about the one who had the eye. Yes, don't say it. You cannot say that. You can't. I can't believe you was going to say that. I'm so glad that Drew told. That was God that Drew told me that story today. He told me that today. Jade and Drew were FaceTiming me just now because Drew told me to FaceTime Jade and ask her about what he was about to say. I cannot believe you were about to say that. And when I tell you what it was, friend. You talking about QTNA? Look at the side. I know that's gonna take
him
off.
He is down, looking like a badass kid. Looking
like Shirley Ralph's vocal delivery of "Lift Every Voice and Sing." He's down. He's down. I can't believe he was gonna say that. You cannot.
And if Dustin Ross
of all people,
is saying this,
you know I don't give a flying fuck. But I know I can't say that. Okay. God damn. I know I can't say that.
And on that note.
Well, shit. Hold on, I got something else to say before we go. Right? Just before we go, y'all got the download back on Dexter. Now, I don't know if you know.
What the hell is that?
Cash Style got a new mixtape, a DJ Drama Gangsta Grills mixtape called Back on Dexter. Dexter is a street in Detroit, Michigan that is in a certain part of the town.
Oh,
and
cute.
It's where Cash Style is from. And she has all this dope content and all these dope videos that she shot for the project. It features all Detroit artists. And she's back in the streets with it, and it is the shit. It's an incredible mixtape. Just in time, it actually made me cry because I know that I would have, you know, that was a big part of me and Frank's friendship was me putting him on the songs like that.
I would have been playing this.
I would have told him, you got to learn every word by Sunday to these two songs because I'm going to have the DJ play this at the party. And I just know we would have shared that moment. But Back on Dexter. Cashed Out. It's her Gangsta Grills DJ Drama mixtape, which is such a flex anyway as a rapper to have a Gangsta Grills project like that puts you in a certain club, you know. So shout out to a certain, you know, a group of people who have that honor. So shout out to Cashed Out. I love Cashed Out. She has the most adorable son, Cashin, bringing in Pisces season. And her project, beyond me being a fan of her, this is a dope ass project. That's my unbiased opinion. And it matters. I just was on MTV. Okay. So the opinion counts. My opinion counts, motherfuckers. And I'm just saying that to be funny. Yeah, but Cashed Out, Back on Dexter, listen to the mixtape, download it and share it. Tell your mama.
Okay. Well, with that being said, we love you guys so much. We hope you had a good Valentine's Day. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
It's a vibe.